Auntie Una, and I cannot wait for this one because this is juicy.
Juicy. Okay. This comes in from Anonymous. So, hi Auntie Una, I'm getting married in July. Congratulations. My fiancé proposed on Valentine's Day and we've been getting straight into things.
Go on.
We've basically everything done. Wow. The issue is, and I'm sure some of you will think it's not an issue, but it's how I feel and I can't help it. My fiancé's best friend is a girl who happens to be a model. Anyway, he's after asking her to be his best woman. He has two other groomsmen. He has a brother as well who I thought would get the gig, but he's just one of the groomsmen. Anyway, she's organising the stag and all. I'm raging. She's very flirty, not just with him, but with everyone. She's even kind of flirty with me, as in she'll put her hand on your arm when she's talking to you, and she has these big eyes with a very intense stare when she's speaking to you. She's going to help him pick out the suit, and I wanted that to be my job. She's also helping him pick the band and the DJ. She's way too involved for my liking. I kind of feel robbed of my wedding planning duties. But if I say anything, I look petty. I don't want to be labelled bridezilla, and I don't want her to know she's annoying me. What can I do? Oh, this is a difficult situation.
So, fiance, his best friend is a female who also happens to be a model. I wouldn't let the model bit go out of the way. So, all right, she's a model. But the flirtatious thing is she's just not being friendly. Like, are you confusing that with flirtatious?
Maybe that's just her personality. I think what you need to do, and you're going to have to do this very quickly, is you're going to have to ask her to be your bridesmaid, and then you can keep an eye on her, and you're separating her from the groom, and you can help him then with all the wedding planning, and she's pulled back.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
yeah.
There you go. Well, why not cause friction between your future husband and their best friend?
Well, why am I causing friction? I just, I'm just taking her into my gang. I'm taking her into the girly gang. She's going to be part of the bridesmaids.
Yeah, I don't think the future husband is going to see it that way. He'll see it as being, you know, like you're trying to gazump this friendship and this whole kind of like plan that we have in action, and everything's all done already.
You have to be snaky about it. You have to be like, oh my God, no, I really want her. She's been such a good friend to me and blah, 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 blah. And I think she'd be a great bridesmaid and blah, 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 blah. I want her to help me do this, that and the other. You know, just be snaky about it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's my advice. Maybe I'm wrong.
Wouldn't be like you.
Wouldn't be like me.
Okay, what do you reckon that a non should do here? So the fiance's best friend is female, and he has asked her to be the groom's woman. Is
best,
that
woman best, best woman.
Best
yeah.
woman. Best woman. What do you reckon? 087-1102-107 could be a wedding or could it be a funeral? Auntie Una, this is a wild one.
It's Anna, juicy.
The reaction that we're getting is huge now on 087-1102-107.
So this girl is getting married and her fiance has chosen his female best friend to be his best man, and she happens to be a model, and this lady thinks she's super flirty, and she's the one going to pick out the suit with the groom, and she's organising the DJ and the band with him, and this bride is feeling like she's been kind of robbed of her wedding planning. And I get it. I can feel it.
Is she not? Okay, so like, just devil's advocate, is she just not being helpful? And so she might know a DJ, she might know a band.
Yeah, but like, buzz off. Like, it's not your wedding.
Okay.
Do you know, sorry.
No, it's fine. love to get your reaction on this. 087-1102-107.
Oh, no. No way. Yeah, she can help with the stag. If she's the best man or best whatever it is, that's grand. That's fine. That's his friend. That's perfect. Can't be getting jealous now. There's no point marrying the lad if you're going to be getting jealous of her. That's the best friend. Simple as.
Yeah.
But no way is she planning your day. You need to pull that book of yours aside and just say it as well. She's not planning no DJ, no band, no nothing. She can do what she wants for the stag. But the wedding is your day. Yours and his day. It's your bloody money that's paying. Now, not unless she's paying for the band and the DJ. Let her fly on then.
But what if she does offer to pay for it?
But no way. Anna's for picking the suit, not a hope in hell. She's not even going to be there when you're doing it.
Yeah.
And actually, if that's the case, you get to pick her suit. Oh. She is the best man. Put her in a suit.
Have you seen Dumb and Dumber? Have you ever seen
this? Yes. Oh, it did.
Well, I suppose, like, pull that young book of yours aside and just, like, have a word with him, maybe, is a lot of advice coming in that way. So, listen, Keep them coming. 087-110-2107. Mondays where Auntie Una lives. She's not around the rest of the week, just on a Monday.
No, she only works one day a week.
Just
she's
as well.
Sorted.
They couldn't deal with the drama and the juiciness of this.
Oh, I do love the drama and the juiciness. So this gal is getting married, which is wonderful, in July. But the issue is that her husband's best man is actually a woman. His best friend is a woman. She's a model. And that's all fine. But she says this...
Any pics?
Yeah, creep. Apparently she's very flirty and she puts her hands on people's arms and stuff when she talks to them. She's got an intense stare. And also she's helping the groom pick out the suit, the DJ and the band. And this bride feels kind of robbed of her wedding planning.
Fair.
Yeah, fair. So Jenna and Cavan has been in touch and she says, "Hey guys, I would not like it if my fiancé had a female best man. Let's be honest here. Every girl would be feeling intimidated. It's ridiculous that this one is helping pick out the suit as well. I'd have her out on her ear. Get rid, Jenna and Cavan."
Thanks, Jenna. 087-110-2107.
If this girl feels left out for her own wedding, then the other girl is definitely overstepping. She shouldn't be involved in picking the band or the DJ or any of that. The suit's, yeah, fine. She's going to be groomsman woman, but... not the band and the DJ, and definitely say something to the fiancé because she is overstepping. And if she's any kind of a decent human being, she already knows she's overstepping. So being told isn't going to be that big of a shock, I don't think.
Maybe she just thinks she's being helpful. That's it.
Maybe. The other side of the coin, Andrew has been in touch and he says, "I think the fiancé needs to get a grip, to be fully honest. It would be completely different if the groom was having a best man who was helping with all of these tasks. She wouldn't care then. Also, the fact that somebody puts their hand on your arm when they talk to you is not being flirty. Get a grip." Well, it can be kind of flirty. I would never put my hand on your arm if I was talking to you. Do you know what I mean?
Usually, usually when you're giving me a talking to, you put your hand on my arm. Like, listen here now, Cooper. You just cool your jets now. Remember whose name is also on the show.
Yeah.
Does not ask her to be part of her side. There's already a little bit of resentment and jealousy there. And that just brings her into her fold more. That it won't be enjoyable. It'll ruin her, you know, bridesmaid, her bride set. But I think regarding the fiancé, just say to him, "I really wanted to be the one to go pick the suit with you. I was really looking forward to that. I'd like to be the one picking the DJ and the band with you. I was looking forward to that for our wedding." Don't even mention the friend. Just talk about what she wanted.
That's actually really good
advice.
That's
really sensible advice. Yeah. Or... the three of them could go together.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, where are you going?
They could do all of the activities together as a threesome, the three of them.
Like a throuple.
Like a throuple.
I don't know if she wants that, to be honest with you. I don't think
the
she
bride.
Wants. Yeah. Well, also, I mean, picking the suits is just like, there's nothing really exciting with picking the suits. It's like, all right, that one will do.
Get, oh my God, no, it's not. There's the picking the suits is really exciting.
Really?
Oh my God, yeah.
I can't think of anything worse is clothes shopping. So actually going and picking suits, which I don't even like wearing, which is just torturous.
Yeah, you see the difference. Like, people love shopping and it's a very exciting time because you get to buy. No, you're not wearing that. You're not wearing that. Not wearing that. Yes, you can wear that.
Yes, there's nothing like being told what you cannot wear. You just have flashbacks of trying to go to school in your tracksuit bottoms. You're not wearing that. You're not wearing that. All right, keep them coming. 087-110-2107. In the name of God's love, what the hell is going on Auntie Una this morning? This is dramatic, to say the least.
So a bride has been in touch. Her fiancé, his best man is actually a woman. His best friend is a girl. She's a model. Apparently, she's very flirty. And she is the one going to pick out the groom's suit, picking out the DJ and picking out the band. And this bride kind of feels robbed of her wedding planning. And I genuinely feel for her.
Yeah. She probably thinks she's being helpful. But part of, the whole part of planning a wedding as well is that when you go and see your band and see your DJ, see what they're like performing and how they react to the crowd and this, that, and the other. It's important that you do that as a couple. Like, is the best friend who's going to be the bride, the best man, going to be going to the food tasting as well?
Oh, she better not be. I get involved myself. She is not going to the food tasting. That is your thing.
We're going with fish.
So the bride shouldn't really allow his best friend to have any say in the band or the suit, for sure. But if he kicks up a fuss about that, personally, I think that that says everything the bride-to-be needs to know. Because let's face it, it's giving red flags.
Serious red flags going on there.
Oh, man. So someone has been in touch. And I hear now, a female best man. Stop. Pure nonsense. Let nobody tell me you're friends with the model and haven't thought about her in a naughty way. That lad needs to cop on. Pure nonsense. Female best man. Not to talk.
Morning, iRadio.
Morning.
I'm guessing this couple haven't been together 6 weeks and this best lady isn't known. So surely at this time you have the trust in your husband and you have the trust in this individual that's helping. If it was a lad, would there be the same concerns? Definitely speak to your man about it, but definitely don't run her or push her out, because if it is truly a best friend, they were there way before that lady was there. So just be careful.
That's very good advice.
Yeah, yeah, this is true.
Wow, wasn't it with people being sensible this morning?
Yeah, have to navigate it, you know.
That's a very good word.
Yeah, thanks very much.
That's like a word that's been used by somebody who's, you know, really good at this, Una.
Well, I'm really good. I'm anti-Una. Fiona's been in touch. She says, if she can't have an honest, open conversation with the person she plans to spend the rest of her life with, then there will be problems down the line. It's the bride and groom's day. Yeah.
Now. That says it, Fiona. All right.
Oh, stop. Oh, that's not right at all.
Okay, calm with the last word.
For the wedding, should the wife and the mother-in-law organise everything? That's their thing. The groom should just be like the old nodding dog you see on the back of the car. You know, the little dog that now all the moves are dead. Yeah. Every time something is said, just nod dead. All the men do is turn up. There should be nobody else involved. The bride and the mother-in-law, that's their gig. That's what they want to organise, and the men just nod. Just nod and turn up on time or in decent shape.
Yeah. Con, you absolute legend. Yeah.
Con should be giving like speeches at like wedding fairs and stuff like this. So lads, just turn up and nod.
Yeah.
And even kind of like on the lead up to it, just nod.
Yeah.
Even if you like what's going on, just nod.
Great advice.
Really good advice.
Now, I just want to finish on this.
Okay.
Elaine has been in touch and she says, ha, the female best man is the backup plan.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Stop stirring, Elaine. Oh my God.
Bride is listening now going, what?
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go.